You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
MediaWorks, the owners of TV3, confirmed yesterday they've cancelled Guy Williams' new comedy show New Zealand Today and made major cutbacks to long-running panel show 7 Days. It's also expected we've seen the end of Married at First Sight, meaning there's not a lot of new programming expected for TV3 in the new year. So, what happens now? I spoke to journalist Philip Matthews, co-author of Funny As, a book about Kiwi comedy, and started by asking him if these cutbacks were a surprise.
I don't think anyone would have expected it, and I don't think even the people working on the shows themselves, on Guy Williams' show New Zealand Today or 7 Days, both of them, from what they've said in the media, have seemed really shocked by the news and kind of the suddenness and how drastic it is. I think a lot of people had the perception that especially 7 Days was doing really well for Three and was a real flagship for their brand, quote unquote, and I'm just kind of shocked at them not quite throwing it away, but cutting it back so kind of in such a cavalier kind of way, really.
Yeah, and I suppose is the point here that, yes, these shows actually were doing well, but it isn't about them doing well, it's about the money.
That's what they're saying. The line is that despite their success and despite them being heavily funded by NZ On Air as well, I mean, they're not... I saw that apparently about half of the cost of 7 Days was covered by NZ On Air and a little more than that for New Zealand Today, and yet despite all that funding they still couldn't make it work. According, that's TV3's account. I don't know if that's right or not, but it's the way they're framing it, that things are so dire in the media, in their sector of the media, that even successful shows like that can't be a sure thing anymore.
Having co-written a book on New Zealand comedy history, seeing something like this happen, does it seem like, you know, is it all about swings and roundabouts, kind of? We might in 5 years' time go back to having a whole lot of New Zealand comedy on TV, and then things like this might happen again 10 years down the track, or is this quite a major turning point, do you think?
In a way, it's a bit like history repeating with TV comedy in New Zealand. Like, if you go back to the 70s, there was... It just seems to be a pattern that TV executives, especially and management, didn't really know what to do about comedy, didn't know how to generate it, didn't know how to leave the talent alone to do it themselves, would kill things off too soon, or, you know, there's careers of people like John Clarke, Jeanette McDonald, Billy T. James, even, who was huge. He was sort of messed around by the networks he worked for, McFarlane Gadsby, all those guys. So sort of time and again, this is the story of comedy. But what surprised me about this is that 7 Days had run for about a bit over 10 years, really successfully. Parallel to that, TV3 had Jono and Ben for about, I think it was 7 years. Also going really well with some of the same kinds of people, creating this kind of generation of comic talent in Auckland in TV and on stage that spun off into shows like Funny Girls and Mean Mums. So it felt to a lot of people with 7 Days' success that they had somehow cracked this problem of comedy not surviving in a commercial world. It somehow become this institution that could survive, and this has shown that, I guess, nothing is off the table, really.
How does this bode for up-and-coming comics? Because it feels like stand-up, sure, it's going to keep going on, but it's probably not the best way to try and make money, especially in New Zealand. Is there still going to be opportunities, do you think, for them to get into the TV industry?
Well, it'll be a lot harder for them. Comedians are real... it's a real gig economy, you know. They do a bit of live stuff, they do a bit of radio, they do a bit of writing, they do a bit of TV work. It's hard to kind of make a living doing one particular job. So it all kind of feeds off each other, and the exposure of TV, especially 7 Days, was huge for those guys. People like Di Henwood, Ben Hurley, Isla Carlson... have built pretty good life careers out of the TV exposure, and it's a symbiotic relationship between TV and live stuff. And once you take away the live component of that, I think it's just a lot harder for, you know, audiences in places like Christchurch or New Plymouth or Dunedin or whatever. Their exposure to live comedy now is because of shows like 7 Days and the success of that and the kind of credibility it lent to New Zealand live comedy. I think it was really important, and I think that's going to make it a lot harder for young comedians coming in, that they won't have that kind of platform and that kind of culture, that experienced professional culture to fit into.
TV3, for the last few years at least, has placed itself really as the home of Kiwi comedy. So does TVNZ now try and take that crown?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they will. I think this is the funny thing about what TV3 have done here, because I think they had two things going for them, didn't they? They had comedy, which they had really seemed to have fostered in a homegrown kind of indigenous sort of way. They created their own stuff with their own people. And then they have reality, where they imported a couple of big formats, you know, Block and Married at First Sight. And to throw away the comedy side of that, I think it's damaging to the perception of Three, I suppose. But do TVNZ pick it up? I don't know. They're doing a bit more in that space. They're doing Wellington Paranormal, and they've got a show called Taskmaster on next year, which is funded for next year, which I think is a kind of comedy type.
Yeah, the British version is amazing.
yeah. So that, I guess, you know, and they're doing a what I think is a pretty mediocre version of 7 Days, a news-based, I can't even remember the name of it. You know,
Are You Paying Attention? I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a pretty poor effort to replicate 7 Days myself, but because that's another thing about these shows. The longer they run, the more they generate this culture and this kind of these relationships between the writers and the performers, that you can't just go in there and do it straight away. It takes months or years to build that stuff up. So
yeah, because if they didn't even bother TVNZ putting Are You Paying Attention up against 7 Days, because there was pretty much no way that it would have gained any traction if it was on at 10 o'clock on a Friday.
That's right, and it's also a much cleaner kind of program, because it's on at something like 7:30 or 8 o'clock on TV1 or TV2. So it doesn't have, you know, 7 Days could push the envelope of bad taste quite often, and it does, and that's part of its appeal, really. TVNZ, I think, were a bit nervous about that, and so it made it seem like a bit of a watered-down show.
So I suppose, moving forward, do comedians try and remain loyal to MediaWorks despite the lack of opportunities, or do they really just jump ship and go where the money is?
I guess I'll always go where the work is, but there's not a lot of options, you know. I mean, whatever work's available, they'll take it, you know. It's always been a tough industry, and one of the things we learned doing this book and the TV show, the guy I worked with, Paul Horan, he helped start live comedy in Auckland, really, back in the 80s and 90s with Kitty O'Brien's and The Classic, and he's always said that comedians built their own industry. You know, they didn't go to the Arts Council or Creative New Zealand to get a pot of money to set up the Royal New Zealand Ballet. They went out and did their own gigs, developed their own ideas, wrote their own material, and eventually built up this industry, which we have now. So it's not owned by TV3. It's not built by TV3. It's built by these comedians, and that will survive. And wherever the work is, I guess they'll just have to go and do it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.